Navy officer faces charges.
A serious case of espionage.
GOP frontrunner blasts delegate selection.
We've got a corrupt system.
Meltdown at the Masters.
This is unbelievable.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a United States Navy officer is charged with peddling American secrets to China. Pentagon correspondent David Martin says the accused is Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin, a naturalized citizen who was born in Taiwan and came to this country when he was 14.
The charging documents say Lin communicated secret U.S. defense information to a foreign power. U.S. officials identified that foreign power as China. Lin worked as a flight officer on the Navy's EP-3E reconnaissance aircraft, which conduct electronic eavesdropping operations. U.S. officials say Lin's job gave him access to the details of that eavesdropping, information that could help adversaries develop countermeasures.
It's taken months to reveal, but South Korea says two key officials from North Korea defected last year.
Seoul's defense ministry says one man worked on intelligence for Pyongyang. The other was a North Korean diplomat. There are about 29,000 North Korean refugees in South Korea, but high-ranking defections like these are rare.
Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea. Secretary of State Kerry is in Asia. Today he became the highest-ranking American official to visit Japan's memorial to the victims of the Hiroshima atomic bombing that helped end World War II.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being.
Saudi Arabia says a 60 Minutes report about a classified U.S. document that could prove a Saudi link to the 9/11 hijackers is, quote, a compilation of myths and erroneous charges. Correspondent Steve Croft spoke with former Florida Senator Bob Graham, the ex-Senate Select Committee on Intelligence chairman, says the 28 pages outline a network of people who helped the terrorists and should be declassified.
You believe that support came from Saudi Arabia?
Substantially.
And when we say the Saudis, you mean the government, rich people in the country, charities?
All of the above.
In the race for the White House, Ted Cruz trails Donald Trump now by just over 200 Republican delegates. CBS's Major Garrett says the frontrunner's gone on the attack over the delegate selection process.
Trump told a crowd of several thousand in Rochester, New York, that Ted Cruz and state GOP loyalists were conspiring against him.
We should have won it a long time ago. But, you know, we keep losing where we're winning.
That's a reference to Louisiana, South Carolina, Missouri, and Tennessee, primary states Trump won, but is in danger of losing delegates to Cruz at state conventions. In Colorado, a state that did not hold a traditional primary, all 34 available delegates at the state convention went to Cruz.
We're supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be you vote and the vote means something, all right? You vote. And the vote means something.
As for the Democrats, President Obama told Fox News Sunday, evidence and not politics will guide the government's investigation of frontrunner Hillary Clinton's emails when she was his Secretary of State.
Nobody gets treated differently when it comes to the Justice Department because nobody is above the law.
Even if she ends up as the Democratic nominee.
How many times do I have to say it, Chris? Guaranteed.
The president says he doesn't think the emails jeopardized national security. A $1 million bond was set last night for the man accused of shooting and killing former NFL player Will Smith in a New Orleans road rage case. Smith's Mercedes was rear-ended by a Humvee driven by Cardell Hayes over the weekend. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says Hayes and Smith may have been involved in a previous accident.
Our investigation continues as to motive of this shooting and whether or not Smith and Hayes knew each other prior to this incident.
Smith's wife was injured by gunfire in the confrontation. At the Masters, it seemed like nothing could stop the defending champion from winning again. Then, as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, midway through the final round of golf's premier event, disaster struck.
It was an epic collapse.
This is unbelievable.
It took just 30 minutes to go from this.
Jordan Spieth with birdies at 6, 7.
To this.
Spieth has hit his tee shot into Rays Creek.
Alan Shipnuck is with Sports Illustrated Magazine.
It was just stunning in its swiftness.
With 9 holes left, Jordan Spieth led by 5 strokes. Then came the collapse. A bogey on 10, another on 11. Then a catastrophic quadruple bogey on 12. Spieth went to his caddy.
I said, buddy, it seems like we're collapsing.
Spieth admitted it hurts.
It was a very tough 30 minutes for me that
hopefully I never experience again.
The unexpected winner, Danny Willett, was somewhat overshadowed by Spieth's meltdown. Still, in the end, it was Willett wearing the green jacket.
You dream about these kind of days, but it's still mind-boggling.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
The latest Lundberg survey finds gasoline prices have gone up 8 cents a gallon over the last 3 weeks.
Wholesale prices went up, and retail prices went up even a bit more. This is because of the transition to summer blend gasoline that costs more, demand is strong.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average is now 210. A new report's out this morning on health care in rural areas. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Children in America's rural areas don't often get the health care they need.
They have limited access to health care services, high rates of certain chronic conditions, and they live in neighborhoods with high rates of poverty.
In a study in the journal Pediatrics, Yale Dr. Alon Peltz reports these kids have more expensive hospitalizations, partly because they have to travel long distances for specialized care, and they are readmitted more frequently after being sent home.
For children with chronic conditions, I think we need new and innovative approaches to better connect the specialized services at children's hospitals with these rural areas.
For example, a greater use of the internet for checkups. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
NASA says the Kepler spacecraft, now 75 million miles from Earth, has kicked into emergency mode. The craft, sent out to find planets like ours in 2009, is now performing minimal operations. Another musician has canceled a show to take a stand.
I got my first real six string.
Bryan Adams has called off a scheduled performance this week in Biloxi, Mississippi, over the state's new law that allows some to refuse service to gays citing religious beliefs. Last week, Bruce Springsteen canceled a Greensboro show over North Carolina's law limiting protections for the LGBT community. One healthcare company is reaching out to the elderly over mixing meds. CBS's Peter King.
Seniors who take blood thinners, insulin, and other medications are often combining them with supplements and over-the-counter meds, sometimes deadly results. It can be a hard conversation to have with a loved one, but there are easy ways to start.
Question may be, how do you manage to keep track of all that medication you're taking? Just something that is caring and has some concern.
Deborah Foscolo owns the Orlando franchise for Home Instead Senior Care. The company's Let's Talk About RX website offers free information for seniors. The bottom line is that it all starts at the doctor's office.
If you just asked a few more questions at the doctor's office, that could really prevent an adverse reaction ending up back in the hospital.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The owner of Britain's Daily Mail newspaper says it's in early talks to buy Yahoo. Yahoo's been struggling. Earlier this year, it cut 15% of its workforce. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.